This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm okay, how are you?
Fantastic. Who are you?
Steve.
Hey, Steve, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, until recently I was a student of psychology, and I'm working towards becoming a family and marriage counsellor.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What else do you do? Hobbies, likes, interests, music, interests?
Fairly eclectic music tastes. This is pretty nerdy of me, but I've got to admit I'm a bit of a sci-fi fan.
Firefly?
Sci-fi, yeah. Firefly, Star Trek, Star Wars. Yeah, most of those things.
Stargate?
Yeah, Stargate.
Have you actually seen Stargate Universe?
Yes, I have. I've seen the first two seasons of it.
Yeah, I think there's only two seasons.
I think they cancelled it, didn't they?
Yeah, well, yeah, and they left it on a cliffhanger just in case they wanted to bring it back.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't like any of the other Stargates because it was a bit too 90s and their sets were polystyrene.
Yeah, well, most of Star Trek was polystyrene as well.
Yeah, I prefer my sci-fi with actually good graphics.
Well, true.
Yeah. So, what is your sex?
I'm a male.
What is your gender identity?
I'm gay.
No, that's your sexuality.
Gender identity. Well, I'm male. A male. Yeah.
So, your sexuality is gay. Your cultural identity?
European.
Yeah. And what is your expression? How do you express yourself?
Feminine, masculine.
I'm a masculine. Well, I like to think I'm masculine.
You like to think masculine.
Some people say I have a few effeminate qualities, but I don't really see them. But
you have your moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. The feminine moments where you just can't help yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, when did you realise?
Well, that's a loaded question. I mean, I guess on a level, I've always known that I was gay. I mean, I've never been one of the boys, sort of thing. So, but if you're asking when do they come out?
Not yet. When was that light bulb moment where you just think, oh my god, I just realised that I have the same, I have an attraction to the same gender?
Yeah, coming out. That would have to been about 17.
17?
Mm-hmm.
When you first realised that,
yeah. Yeah, when I was 16, I was sort of, oh, maybe I'm bi, I mean, but then, obviously, I think everybody goes through that. I mean, it's the social standards trying to make you, being bi is more socially acceptable than being gay. So I was trying to be more, stay within the socially acceptable range, but then I realized, this is not me, I really have no attraction to women aside from friendships, so obviously I'm gay. So
yeah, did you went through a denial period about your sexuality?
Well, I'm also a Christian, so yes, quite a long period of, it wasn't so much a denial period but sort of a period of trying to integrate my sexuality with my religion and things like that.
Did you not accept your sexuality for a bit?
For a while, I did fight it. I did try to date women, but there was this one disastrous attempt, but I'm sure one of your questions in the future will come on to that one. But, yeah, there was a denial period.
What happened?
There was this girl in my class, and I just asked her out on the date, and then when it came to meet her up, I just, this is really bad of me, I stood up. So I didn't turn up, and the next day in class she confronted me, and I was such a goody two-shoes that everybody else said, no, that's not in Stephen's character, there must have been some, he must have been held up or something. So
and there's always something else or something like that. Yeah. Some sort of excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but what did you end up telling her in the end?
She was the fourth person I came out to.
Who was the first person that you actually came out to?
She She was another girl in my class, and frankly, I wish I hadn't come out to her because she was a blabbermouth.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Within 3 days of telling her, the entire school knew. So I stopped being Steve and became the gay kid.
Oh, great.
Every school had to have one.
So that kind of affected you trying to date that girl, the first girl that you told?
Well, no. As I said, I came out to a girl. The dating incident was a few months before I came out.
All right.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a few months before it.
Yeah.
Is that, when did she actually confront you the next day?
Yeah, she confronted me the next day, and I made some stupid excuse saying, oh, I said we would meet here, not there, so.
Oh. Was she a little bit...
Yeah.
Hormonal, and going, wah, bah,
zah, zah. And her brother wasn't too happy either.
Some overprotecting brother.
Yeah, I know. He actually threatened me with some fairly severe physical violence. He never carried through with it, but yeah, it was a bit scary at that time.
Did he ever? After he came out, did he nearby abuse you because of it?
Well, I believe that since the homosexual law reform, in New Zealand, I don't think there was the amount of negativity towards gay people has gone down. It hasn't completely diminished because you still hear stories in the news about gay bashing and things like that. So at these days, I think being gay is more of a curiosity than a dead wrong thing. I mean, because when I came out and became the gay kid, I mean, everybody was coming up to me and asking me questions about it. I mean, how do you know you like guys? And if it was a guy, I would say, well, how do you know you like girls? And
it's brilliant.
Until the curiosity of being gay goes away, which probably won't be for a hell of a long time, it will still be a bit of an oddity in schools and things like that.
Mm. When did you come out to your parents?
Or have you come out to your parents?
I've come out to my parents, although my mother is still in denial, and my father is purposely absent-minded about it.
Mm.
Although my father has had a stroke, so I think we can forgive him for that.
Yeah.
We get together every now and again, and we like to play quiz games, so every time a question comes up concerning would you go, what sort of woman you would date or something like that, my mother would always switch it around. If it's my turn. So I don't think he's forgotten about it. I think he's just pushing it to the back of his mind.
Have you ever introduced him to, like, a boyfriend or anything like that?
Unfortunately, I haven't had any boyfriends. I've had hookups, but...
You've had more flings then.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a very introspective individual, so it's quite difficult for me to get a boyfriend.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you slightly aromantic in a way?
I'm not familiar with that term.
It's like asexual means that you don't like having sex, but however, that doesn't mean that you date a certain gender, you just don't have sex. It's kind of like the same thing, but in a relationship term.
Well, as I said, I've never actually had a relationship, so I've never had the opportunity to be romantic. I think if I had the opportunity, I could be romantic.
I mean, aromantic meaning that you don't want to be in a relationship.
Oh, no, I think I would like a relationship. I mean, it's just that being very introspective, it's hard for me to find... I mean, coming up to clubs is not really my sort of thing because I don't drink that much either. And most of the people online are looking for one thing, and I don't need to tell you what that is.
I think it's a general international code for, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so with these flings, how many flings have you had?
Uh, 15, 16. Yeah, well, that's since I've been 17, so it's been a while.
Have you actually lived in Palmy all your life, or?
No, I've lived in Invercargill, Christchurch. I moved out of Christchurch about 2 years before the big crates, so.
It's a lucky escape.
Yeah.
So where did most of these flings happen? Like, which
most of them up here. Well, Palmy. A couple down in Christchurch, but most of them up here.
Mainly in Palmy.
Yeah.
The Palmy Manawatu area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, forgot where I was. So how do you meet people in the LGBTIQ community?
I haven't really met that many. I mean, I sometimes come up to the Club Q, which is one of the first gay clubs in New Zealand, but little plug there. but usually I don't really get that much things, because as I said, I'm usually a wallflower, very introspective. I find it hard to get out on the dance floor and things like that.
I find it quite interesting here, because we're at Club Q at the moment, and I could describe it as something you'd expect if something like in the 80s, where all those underground gay clubs would actually happen.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things I commonly say is sometimes when I come up here, I feel like I've gone back to the 1950s.
Yeah, it's like pre-law reform type club in a way.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is quite interesting, but I know they're very protective of the club, aren't they?
Well, yes, the gay community in Palmerston North, there's very few gay clubs. I think there's only two, and the other one is pretty grungy, really.
Oh dear. I think you need to be a member to actually come, or know a member or something like that.
Yes, well, I was a member. I'm going to actually have to renew my membership soon.
Oh dear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as I said, I don't really come up that often, so.
Yeah, it's just, maybe it's like the principle of the matter kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of a old TV show where you have to be, it's called Queer as Folk, where you had to be a member of the biggest gay club in the area to actually go. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What is your definition of virginity?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, studying psychology, I'm open to a wide range of ideas, but personally, I would say my idea of virginity is a sort of a, this is really going to sound bad, a penetration. So a blowjob, it's sort of, but not really. So I really believe it has to be a penetration for it to be considered full-on sex.
Mm-hmm. When studying psychology, do they ever go through it? How people feel about virginity or anything like that?
Not that I know of, but I haven't completed my degree yet, so.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think there's more to virginity than just sex?
Yes, I do, because in some some isolated tribes in New Guinea, I think it is, something like that, the male is not considered grown up until they have imbibed male semen from an older member of the tribe. But they are not considered gay, because later on in life they marry and they have children of their own. So sexuality and virginity is a whole, it depends where you are in the world, and it's all to do with your own sort of ideas.
I've never actually heard that before.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, I was surprised when I heard it myself, so.
So, you've had a bit of abuse because of your sexuality, haven't you?
Not really, no.
Not really?
I mean, I once was rejected for getting into a flat because of my sexuality. But the the head flatmate said that it was just, she didn't want to make the other flatmates uncomfortable, and some of them did have a problem with it. And I can understand that. I mean, I didn't want to make anyone else uncomfortable either. And as I said, I believe since the homosexual law reform in, what was it, 1982?
1986,
fine. Since the homosexual law reform, I do believe things have been getting gradually better for us. Mm. Although, I don't believe we should have done the civil union bill. I mean, although, I guess it is a good stepping stone. I mean, you can't immediately move from being illegal to just being legal, then suddenly gay marriage. I think maybe the stepping stone of civil union is a good idea.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that interview.
You're welcome.